Welcome. My name is Oliver Ressler. The word democracy is often used indiscriminately by anyone looking to represent her or his own personal or collective interests. Democracy comes from the Greek demokratia, or popular government, from demos, or common people, and kratos, rule, strength. History, however, has shown how the ruling elite has controlled the exercise of the government and frequently excluded the common people from decision-making processes, and especially the common people that differ from them in their racial, ethnic, religious, sexual, or gender backgrounds, or simply think, feel, or act differently from established social, ideological, or political norms.
Thank you. Yeah, in thinking about how to approach the vastness of this topic, it became very interesting for us to think of different methodologies to start to tackle the problematics around the issues of democracy. And one of the interesting things was to see how the word is used both from the left and the right to kind of center itself around the discourse. Based on their interests. So one of the things that we started to see was how democracy has this interchangeable signification or connotation. For example, used by the political right as a way to justify imperialist expansion or the beginning of wars or things like that. Another aspect that I think we were interested in tackling was this kind of washing of democratic principles. In instances such as, for example, the use of gay rights or women rights as a way of signaling towards an antagonistic relationship to another society. So, you know, those people are savages because they do not, you know, civically support the things that we have already started to accomplish. However, there is, at the same time, with all of the kind of issues around democracy, a series of a kind of hopeful expectations, and we were asking ourselves, you know, what is so desirable and compelling about democracy, and why does the left feel itself the urge and its commitment to realize it as a project? So in that sense, we started to kind of think about the way that democracy presents itself, represents itself, visualizes itself out in the world, and based on those lenses, we started to invite some of the people that are here with us today. And one of the ones that is the most striking to me is how there is an understanding of democracy or a visualization of democracy that is always in relationship to conflict, a kind of confrontation of power. So there is this idea, for example, of the man confronting the police, and that is what democracy looks like. And I think Jennifer may start talking about this a little bit later. Understanding that, I think a lot of the people in the panel are proposing critiques of democracy, but are at the same time enacting democratic forms of representation of democracy in and of themselves, using artistic strategies. So I think that's kind of like the crux of the panel, is how do artistic practices perhaps function as a way of producing democratic spaces. And I hope we can return to that later on in the Q&A. So, in that sense, we were also looking at ways in which art has been used as a form of critique, and also as a way of questioning the different and perverse ways in which power manifests itself in society, and how these ways in which power manifests itself in society are forms of oppression. So in that sense, we also wanted to not idealize the realm of art or an ideal art as a kind of utopic or political space of possibility, but actually question it in and of itself. And I think that's the most challenging question that I would like to pose to the panelists, is this idea of who is speaking, from what position is one speaking. What strategies are being employed and deployed to construct the discourses that we subscribe to as cultural producers? Thinking of that, I started to see, also even noticing within this conference, the way that we oftentimes, from the left, start to reproduce the very kind of oppressive ideas that we intend to critique. So I also wanted to bring that to the table. How, for example, there is a certain kind of masculinist or transphobic, homophobic, heteronormative, classist, dogmatic, racist discourse embedded in some of the language that is used within the critique that comes from the left, and how that relates to an idea of a democratic space of articulation of discourse. So I also want to invite us in this table to consider how this idea of an absolute democracy, which I think Oliver is going to get into in a minute, can allow us to reconsider the places from where we speak and to recognize our own limitations and our blindness regarding the notion of difference.
Acting upon one's own desire to see change occur, namely making one's own institutions and creating one's own narratives, shifts the narrowly defined institutional limits of democratic exchange. Democracy is not a gift, but a given. One doesn't receive, but one produces. One becomes an agent of change. These ideas point to access as a form of liberation. Access to knowledge, access to education, access to like-minded individuals or communities, access to the public recognition of historical forms of alienation. Michael Hart and Donne Negri used the term absolute democracy to describe an organization of production and political power as a biopolitical unit managed by the multitude, organized by the multitude, directed by the multitude. An absolute democracy thus suggests the need for the redistribution of wealth and power and the radical transformation of systems of rule. It denounces the effects of capitalism and in that way challenges normative understandings of class, race, gender and sexuality, but it also suggests clear examination to understand that one's personal or collective actions don't mimic those very undemocratic issues one tries to confront. Without wanting to limit the term solely to the lenses of Michael Hart and Donne Negri, we conceived this conference and sister exhibition at Rotor that will open on Saturday to open a space for discussion and reflection around how democracy, power and art intersect. Our guests are an international group of cultural producers that will discuss the construction of a plural, heterogeneous, inclusive and absolute democracy from the fields of art and education.